Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. As we move into the month of August, gardeners need to focus on two important aspects of landscape maintenance. That's fertilization and pruning. Now, when it comes to fertilizing, August is the latest that we fertilize lawns, hardy shrubs, and ground covers in the landscape. So now's a good time to think about what you might want to fertilize this time of the year and make plans to get that done sometime as we move in through the month of August. Now, we oftentimes typically use granular, general-purpose fertilizers. You can use these on your shrubs, on your lawns, on your ground covers. You don't have to buy special fertilizers for all your different plants, although you may feel free to do so if you'd like. Just make sure you always follow the label directions of the product that you choose to use. But a lot of these general-purpose granular fertilizers are relatively inexpensive. As soon as you put them down, they give your plants an immediate boost of nutrients. Those nutrients will continue to be released for about 6 to 8 weeks, the nitrogen in particular, and then it will play out. So sometime in October, the fertilizer that you put down in August will finish up and play out, and that's perfect because that lets our plants begin to slow down for the coming winter. And that's because as we move into the winter, it's important for these plants to prepare for the coming cold. If we fertilize them too late, particularly with the mineral nutrient nitrogen, we can actually stimulate these plants to stay awake and continue to grow. That's an especial problem here in South Louisiana, where our fall temperatures remain very warm and mild, and plants don't get a strong signal that the winter is coming. So never put fertilizers out too late in the season. Again, August is about the time that we're going to cut that off on our lawns, our trees, and shrubs. Now, if you've got cool season bedding plants, you're going to plant pansies or dianthus in October, by all means, you'll be fertilizing those all through the winter. If you put in a fall vegetable garden, you'll be fertilizing your fall vegetables all through the winter. But what we're talking about stopping fertilizing here are all those large numbers of shrubs and ground covers in your lawn that are going to go dormant and stop growing over the winter time. Now, y'all, I'm not necessarily saying that you should go out and fertilize your plants. I'm saying this is your last opportunity. If your lawn is growing fine, if your shrubs look great, and there's no real overwhelming need to fertilize, then you don't have to go out and do that just because it's time. But if you need to do that, if you've got some shrubs that you've been meaning to fertilize, you've got some plants that are low in vigor, you want to give your lawn one last boost, remember, August is the month to do it. This is also the time to finish up pruning on many shrubs and to cut back some of the overgrown tropicals and maybe even trim some of the large overgrown bedding plants in your landscape. Now, it is too late to cut back winter and fall blooming plants like the encore azaleas and other fall blooming azaleas, sasanquas, camellias, Taiwan cherries, and Japanese magnolias. They have already set their flower buds, and any trimming you do on these plants won't really hurt them, but it is going to remove flower buds and reduce their flowering for you. Now, if you do it immediately and you really need to, you can still cut back on spring-blooming azaleas, Indian hawthorns, and spirea. You can also cut back gardenias, but don't expect many fall flowers, and you can also cut back hydrangeas, but get that done sooner rather than later. You can also trim back some of your bedding plants like salvias or periwinkles or lantana if they've gotten kind of overgrown. So fellow procrastinators, listen up. This is not something you want to put off at this point. Get on out there, get your pruning and fertilization done this time of the year in August. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.